Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you, and you're going to be glad you hung out with me because we got our buddy, Dr. Burton Folsom, back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Bert is an original member of the Brain Trust, going all the way back to 1998, the first year that we actually started putting the Brain Trust together in the spring of 98, so he's been around a long time. He's the historian, the resident historian of the Small Business Advocate Brain Trust, and but his day job, and the job he has that allows him to hold life and limb together is that as a professor of history at Hillsdale College in Hillsdale, Michigan. He's our good friend, Bert Folsom. Welcome back.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's good to be back with you.
It's good to have you back. He's also, folks, the author of a number of important books, including his new book, New Deal or Raw Deal, and we're going to talk about that a little bit later on. Bert, I want to, before we get into I'm going to talk about Columbus Day and all that. But before we do, I think it's important as a historian, with you here in your role today, I want to talk about what happened this last week with President Obama receiving the Nobel Peace Prize. Now, I haven't talked about this on the show before. This is the first time I brought it up. And I want to say this. I actually am sorry for President Obama. And by that, I have empathy for him. I'm concerned about him. And I'm serious, folks. I'm as sincere as I can be. I believe the Nobel Peace Prize Committee, those five Norwegians who are on this committee, I believe they did a terrible disservice to Mr. Obama and his, you know, he's our president, ladies and gentlemen. We all want him to be successful, especially in terms of foreign policy, especially. And I just think that they did him a disservice. Bert, what do you think?
Well, they may have. I don't think they were trying to do him a disservice. What they did was they gave him an award without having any demonstration of accomplishment that went into the award.
For which he admitted. I mean, good for him.
Right. And, of course, maybe they were anticipating future favors.
But that's baloney.
Unilateral disarmament or something.
Yeah, I don't buy that. I'm not buying that, Bert. I don't believe in this spinning of it as the hope of things to come. I mean, that's not what you give somebody a prize for. That's you give them a pat on the back and a pop on the backside and say, hey, go do it. You encourage them, but you don't give them a prize for something that hasn't happened yet. And so basically, this is an embarrassment, in my opinion, to the Nobel name. If I were the other Nobel Prize winners, yeah, I would feel, especially those who actually earned something, I would feel like my recognition was less value now than it was. What do you think?
Well, what substantive did Al Gore or Jimmy Carter do?
Exactly.
When,
those are two good examples. It's devolved over the last 10 years or so, hasn't it?
Well, it has, but oddly enough, it's always had some problems. It started in 1901, I believe it was the first year, but within 5 years they'd given the award to Theodore Roosevelt. Now, to give a peace prize to someone who was as excited about war as Teddy Roosevelt was, when he charged up San Juan Hill, he just couldn't wait to kill his Spaniard. He was a war hawk if there ever was one.
Well, but the other thing that seems to me, Bert, is so you're saying this thing has a history of being political and
well, it's been erratic. Let's just say that.
Well, and the other thing is Mr. Obama is now literally one of the heaviest things weighing on his mind right now is what to do about Afghanistan.
Right.
And he may be sending 40 to 60,000 more troops into Afghanistan to try to do the counterinsurgency work over there. And, I mean, this just, the timing was bad, and I'm so disappointed in the committee. Once again, this is the third time in less than 10 years that I've been very disappointed in them.
Well, as I understand it, they pretty much had made their decision even a couple of months ago when his accomplishments, to the extent that there was anything there, was even less. So,
And don't forget, Bert, he had to be nominated within 2 weeks of taking office.
Yeah. Some people have said it's just their way of slapping George Bush in the face, perhaps. But if that's what it's going to be, then it's not an award of any substance that we need to pay the attention to.
I wish he had deferred to some of the people who actually have done something. And I don't know how he could have done that, but I wish he had. And maybe in his speech he'll have more time to think about it when he accepts the award. Maybe he'll accept it on behalf, for example, of the three Iranians who are going to be put to death for defying their government.
Well, that's a possibility.
Hold on to that thought, Bert. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Just some quick thoughts on that. We're going to come back and talk about another international affair. And that was the thing that got Columbus Day started. Stick with us. 22.
To call my own, I want a dream lover, so I don't have to dream alone.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.